When you're doing the tarot practice, the question may arise in your mind, well, who is Tara and exactly how should I relate to Tara? Because we might tend to relate to Tara like God. You know, those of us who grew up in a theistic culture, you just take away God and then there's Tara. Or you take away the saints and then there's Saint Tara. Okay. But this is not the way to regard Tara. Okay, there is one way in which we see Tara as someone who was once an ordinary being and became a fully enlightened being. Okay, and there's a story about a princess named Yashodhara who liberated many sentient beings in the morning and wouldn't eat breakfast until she liberated so many sentient beings. And then she wouldn't eat lunch until she liberated another huge amount. And she wouldn't eat in the evening before she had led to liberation another huge amount of sentient beings. So she's very disciplined and very compassionate. And at some point, some of the leaders came to her and said to her, you know, you should really pray to be a man in your next life. And she said, forget it, fellas. I'm going to attain enlightenment in a woman's body. And she did. And so in that way, we can see Tara as somebody who was once an ordinary being like us and who practiced well and became a fully enlightened being. And in that way, that's a very inspirational way for us to regard Tara, because it gives us the feeling that, you know, if she did, we can. Okay. So that's one way to view Tara, and then tomorrow.